in. The friend of the show, Kevin McHale, who is, I believe, cozied up there north, don't you know, into Minnesota because it's too hot in the desert. But Coach McHale joins us. Coach, what's up?
Not much. I tell you what, the Rockets struck gold.
Did they? So you and I were talking earlier today, a good first move because it was better than trying to free up money and get people to take what you're trying to unload to get him. Was it surprising to you?
Yeah, kind of, because I mean, Chris had all the cards in this thing, Chris Paul, you walk in and you say, okay, look, either you trade me to this team or that team, and Chris, chose the Rockets, or I go to free agency and you get nothing. I've been in that situation as a manager of the Minnesota Timberwolves, and boy, I'll tell you what, when the guy walks out of your door, you kind of look at each other, you know, the guy's left around there, and you go, oh boy, this is not going to be good. I mean, because you have no leverage. It's either, you know, you let him walk or you get whatever you can take. So, you know, Chris really wanted to come to Houston. I think that's a huge move. It'll be interesting when you talk basketball in a little while, but from and adding a player of his stature to a team, with Harden on it and with some of the shooters and some of the weapons they have, and I just think he's a leader. I just think that end of games, big shot maker, just a lot of positives that go into this.
Now, Coach, do you think that there was something where there was discussions with Paul about, hey, we know you're going to use that option, and then we'll trade for you and work on getting you a long-term deal? Or do you think that's not coming up at this point?
No, that believe me, that has come up a long time ago. That was one of the first things. I mean, I'd be shocked if they don't have a long-term deal really quickly with Chris Paul. It's an odd thing with these guys now with the free agency and everybody moving so much. I can't see Chris risking that much money, Chris Paul, by not signing a contract. But, I mean, you know, I don't see the one-year rental in this thing. I really don't. I just think he's going to sign with the Rockets, and I think he's going to be there. Now they've got to decide on can they get another guy? Can they free up more money? I mean, there's a lot of stuff they've got to do. But this was a huge piece because it was hard to get. If Chris Paul just went to the free agent market, there's just no way that the Rockets were going to be able to shed enough money to get him to a number that they could sign him. They couldn't get a max contract. There's just no way. I mean, you can say all you want about, we'll give this away for nothing. People do not give away their cap space for nothing. This was forced on the Clippers a little bit by Chris, and it was a great get by the Rockets.
So, Coach, couple things, because it becomes to, and it puts your general manager's cap on now, but also your coaching cap. So let's go coaching cap first. Is there enough ball to go around? You just moved Harden to the point. Now Chris Paul's going to be the guy that his whole career has had the ball in his hands. And is this the perfect storm that could go also become a really big problem come midseason if those two can't coexist around the ball?
Yeah, but boy, I tell you what, you got to believe right now that Chris Paul's age, he's pretty much willing to do anything to try to win. And you know, the thing that Chris looked at, I mean, you can talk about money all you want, but Chris had to look at a spot and say, this is, I can win here. And so he's got to believe that in the Rockets, he knows James likes the ball. The one thing that I don't think it's going to be an issue with Chris Paul. I think he'll pretty much do whatever. I think he's at the age where he'll do whatever you want to do. I think getting James back playing like a two-guard, coming off doubles and screens, pin downs, all that stuff, that's going to be a little bit more of a stretch for James. You know, he really, even when I was coaching him, when he'd get funky, boy, he wanted to stand. And you'd try to get him off picks, and the guy'd body him up, and he wouldn't fight through it. He's going to have to play like a little bit more like a standard two-guard. And give the ball to Chris quite a bit. But, you know, James is still a great pick-and-roll player, still mid-screen, the high screen and roll. He'll run that. But, I got to believe that these guys got to make it work. They're not better than Golden State, but then I'm not sure they can do anything to get better than Golden State. Golden State's, got a hell of a team. But they're at least in the conversation now. Now you've got to say, boy, with Chris Paul coming in, are they better than the Spurs? Are they the second best team? Can they add a piece? Can they keep building? Can they get to the point where they can challenge Golden State?
Well, are they done? That's the other question. Because of the fact that they've made two subsequent deals basically just to create cap flexibility. At least that's the assumption, because they're taking on guys with non-guaranteed contracts for cash, trying to buy options. They are said to still be knee-deep in conversations trying to get a trade done with Indiana. Do they have the assets for one if they're not done? And there were supposedly a lot of rumors that they were hoping that Carmelo got bought out. He would come to play with his good friend Chris Paul. Now that Phil Jackson's out of the mix, doesn't that hurt them as well?
Well, yeah, I think that whoever takes over in New York can give a more careful look at keeping Carmelo. I don't know the insides of the New York working, but it sounded like Dolan and Phil Jackson had really butted heads on just buying out Carmelo and getting rid of him. But now, you talked about earlier, one ball. Now, if you bring Carmelo in, yeah, now there's a one ball issue. I can promise you that. excuse me, I don't think that he's a great fit with those guys. Just putting together players that were really good individually is not, you know, that's not the way that you become really a good team. You got to put pieces that fit. So I would think there's probably better fits than that. But, you know, the biggest thing that the Rockets have got to do between now and when the trade does get through, I think they're buying up those contracts, those non-guaranteed contracts, to send them out to Chris Paul. Because if you add up the money, I don't think the Rockets have enough money yet to bring in. I'm not going to be able to give the Clippers enough money yet to bring in Chris Paul to make the trade work. So I think I think they're just trying to get this trade done, and then they'll go from there. I mean, I bet they make a run at Paul George. Now I don't know if that's going to work. And if they have enough assets to try to go get a guy like that, I think that, from what I understand, Indiana's pretty far down the road in some conversations moving Paul George. But yeah, they have to add another piece. There's no question about it.
Coach? Where's he going? Is your boy Danny Ainge trying to up the ante in Boston? What's going on, Coach? Break some news here.
Yeah, well, they're trying. They're trying. I know that there's a lot of teams trying. But I just get the sense that Indiana's pretty far down the road with a couple teams, and I think they're just going to. Yeah, it's hard. Maybe you know. I look at what the Rockets have left. They really don't have any picks of consequence to give Indiana in that. So it's going to be hard to pull that off too. And then you know, I guess the only thing that happens is that if Paul George walks in and says, "Hey, look, I want to go play in Houston, get the best deal there," or I'm walking.
Kevin McHale joins us on the HRMP listener line. Coach, so the Rockets, to get CP3, they traded away Pat Beverly. There's talks that Montrezl Harrell was included in the deal. Lou Williams and Sam Decker. Who are they going to miss the most out of those?
Lou could score the ball, but I don't think that's going to be a huge issue. I liked him. But he's a tough shot maker, and sometimes, boy, as you saw in the playoffs, those tough shots, they don't go in quite as much in playoff situations. I think Decker's got a really nice future. His shot's got to improve, but just health. Montrezl Harrell was a guy I thought was interesting. I didn't get a chance to coach him much, but he was really a high energy, role. Patrick was just a tough, hard nosed guy. But in Chris Paul, they got a good defender. So they didn't give up much on the defensive end. Got much better offensive player than Pat. But it's the combination of all those bodies. I mean, you are going to get thin. The good news is that there'll be a lot of veteran minimum veterans that'll come in and say, "Hey, I got a chance to win here." So they'll be able to take some of those pieces and bring in some veteran guys at the minimum and be able to fill holes. But yeah, I think it's the combination of, you lose four guys that were all part of your rotation. That's quite a bit.
Coach, if you had to pay $20 million a year for the next 3 years and you had your option of either for a bowl of soup, a garden rake, or Ryan Anderson, which would you choose?
Well, I can tell you that in the league right now, it's going to be hard to have somebody pick up Ryan's $20 million. It just is. I mean, Ryan spreads the floor, does a lot of good things in D'Antoni's system. But the cap space is just, the cap space has a, there's something you look at it, you think there's so many possibilities that people just don't give up their cap space and say, we'll settle for a guy who can help us. Unless there's really a need out there, I don't see them being able to move Ryan Rapp, but I will say one thing. I think Anderson's going to get better shots now with Chris Paul more open threes. You know, Chris Paul knows how to run the pick and roll great, as does James. But I don't think they're. I think they're locked in with him. At a certain point, you got to say, hey, this is part of our team. I think Ryan Anderson is part of their team.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it, buddy. We know it was short notice, but take care of everything up in the Great White North, and we'll be in touch real soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Kevin McHale on the HRNP listener line right there, the Hall of Famer, talking trade and a whole lot more. Well.